This is a new day. A very, very blessed Sunday morning to all. I cannot tell you what an honor it is to be with you in prayer and worship and all that's good in the love of God. This is Scott Borsky. Thank you for joining me on WWDB for inspiration and religion every Sunday morning at 7:30 on this station. Good morning. We begin with our prayer of thanks. We always need to wake up each and every morning with an attitude of gratitude, to acknowledge, to point up to the sky and say, God, thank you for allowing me to wake up, for allowing the million parts in our bodies to work so we can go out and bring joy in to others, because we certainly know that sometimes people take for granted things that others pray for each and every day. So we need to be the godliness into others that only have us to be the godliness into them Sunday and throughout the week. So I say thank you, dear God, for all my family and friends, for all who love me, who are concerned with my life. I thank you, dear God, that though I often feel lonely, there are people in my life with whom I share each day. I thank you for the great minds you have put on earth to discover new cures, to invent new remedies, to create new solutions for the problems that are ours. And I thank you for the gift of beauty and joy for those who reach out and create art and music, song and dance, for those who give us their love and care to nurture your world, your creatures, and all people. And on that we say amen. We know that our lives may not be free from pain and suffering. May we be able to cope with each new challenge that may come our way. Help us, dear God, to find within each and every day at least one moment of joy, of pleasure and satisfaction. And though some of us are dependent on others, may we also be of help to those less fortunate than ourselves, as we remember all people everywhere are dependent on you. And though many of us are no longer as young as we used to be, and our years have been many, help us to remember that to you, dear God, we will always be your children, as we all say amen. So we are in the middle of Easter and Passover now. Easter was a couple weeks ago, and Passover is coming up, and we are certainly in the midst of this holiday season. I hope those who celebrated Easter, the glow and the shine and the holiness and the righteousness of Easter is still upon you, and those who are getting ready for Passover are busy in their preparation of where to go and what to do and how to celebrate the holy, holy day. But I wanted to remind you that when you're tempted to think about our differences, turn it around and thank God for what we all have in common. Many of us celebrate Easter. Many of us celebrate Passover. Many of us just ended the holiday of Ramadan. But we are more similar than we are different. Again, let me say these words. When you're tempted to think about how we are different, turn it around. Turn around. Just like we did and we sung that for the eclipse last week. Turn it around and thank God for what we all have in common. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. I certainly hope that this rain that we've been having the past few weeks, a couple nights ago was thunder and lightning, and I know it's coming again. And if you can't sleep at night, you know what? There may be a reason for that, and it may not just be the thunder and the lightning and the rain. When you can't sleep at night, have you ever thought that maybe it's God saying, we need to talk, and now you have time? You know, take a little sticky note. I always try to have little sayings on inspiration and religion that you can write down and put all over the house that you see at many different times during the day. This is a good one. All right, I'll wait till get a little sticky note, get a little pen or marker, and write these words down. Here we go. When you can't sleep at night, have you ever thought maybe it's God saying, we need to talk, and now you have time? that's very interesting. When you can't sleep at night, and not only because of the sounds the environments are making, or the your dog or your cat or your spouse or your significant other or your children, maybe it's God saying, you have time now, let's talk. And after all, talk is just a simple word of meaning prayer to God. Prayer, as we have often said, is just a fancy word that means a conversation with God. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to? And certainly we all say amen to that. You know, a few days ago was National Pet Day. And if you went online, you saw so many over and above the normal amount of pictures on Facebook and Instagram that we usually see daily of cats and dogs, because people were posting their cats and dogs for National Pet Day. And I wanted to share something about friends of mine. They are the wonderful folks at the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Aside from what they do as funeral directors, certainly we are I have a program with them. It's grief counseling for those who have lost a dearly beloved pet. And if you have recently or not so recently lost a furry friend, please contact me any way that you want. I'm easily found with direct messaging on Instagram, on Facebook. Just Google me. You'll get my number. You'll get my email. And I'm very, very easily found. And I can tell you when our next grief pet counseling is, either online or in person with the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals in partnership with me. You know, we can never bring back a beloved furry friend, but please know that you are not alone, and we can share prayers with you, share memories, share thoughts, share comfort, and share the grief with you. And on that certainly, we all say, Maine. And speaking about the Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, they are one of our beloved sponsors of Inspiration and Religion. And if you are thinking of prearranging a funeral for yourself or a loved one, look no further than Mount Laurel Home for Funerals, conveniently located off of Route 38 in beautiful Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Their brand new facility features amenities unlike any other funeral home in the Delaware Valley. They have been serving all communities, all religions, all backgrounds in South Jersey since 1992. Call them today at 856-234-6900. 856-234-6900. Mount Laurel Home for Funerals. Pay less, get more, a lot more. David Potascio, Senior Director, New Jersey, license number 3796, and for them, we all say, amen. You know how you scroll down the memories on your Facebook page each day? It tells you what you posted a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So this past week, I was scrolling down past memories, and four years ago this week, there was a picture of yarmulkes. Those are kippahs. If you don't know what a yarmulke or a kippah is, those are the skull caps, the head coverings in Judaism. And there was a picture of a huge box of hundreds and hundreds of yarmulkes on the front counter, the help desk of ShopRite, one of the ShopRites we have here in South Jersey, owned by the wonderful Rabbits family. And so you're asking, why was there a huge box of yarmulkes on the front, the counter, the help desk of ShopRite here in South Jersey? Well, if you remember, 4 years ago, this week was the start of the pandemic, of the COVID, of the COVID pandemic, and everybody was looking for masks. That's when they weren't so readily available. You couldn't buy them on Amazon. You couldn't buy them in stores, and people were just starting to make them themselves. So I had an idea of turning yarmulkes the satin ones. The satin ones that are lined in cotton into mask. You just do hole punches on each side. You stick the big rubber bands in each. And on one side, you put over your ear. The other rubber band, you put over your ear. And voila, there is a satin line with cotton mask for you. So I was taking thousands, literally thousands of yarmulkes to local supermarkets and saying, take what you need. Here's where you get the video to tell you how to make them with the hole punches and the rubber bands. And you can have a yarmulke. You can turn a yarmulke into a face mask. Well, friends, we pray. We pray, pray with me that those times never happen again. Those were the worst of times. We pray together that we, our friends, our family, all those in our circle of life, our circle of love, continue to be in abundant health of body, mind, and soul, and those diseases, those pandemics never come to our communities, our state, our town, our country, and the world again. We pray together each and every day for the health of all of us, for a, what we say in Hebrew, a refuah shlema, a prayer of complete health. And those who are sick, of healing for forever and ever, l'dor v'dor, that means from generation to generation, as we all say, amen. And it just reminds me that we should pray to God in the bad times, of course we should, but we should also pray to God in the good times, in the good days. We should always, when something happens good in our lives, we should point up to heaven and always say, God, I know that was you. Count your blessings each and every day. So say this with me. Bad days, pray. Your turn. Good days, pray. Your turn. Every day, pray. Your turn. Let's say it together. Bad days, pray. Good days, pray. Every day, in the good times, in the bad times, again. Point up to heaven and say, God, I know that was you. And write down on your daily count your blessings list what just happened. And at the end of the day, you will have literally pages and pages on your count your blessings page, and you will feel so blessed, so filled with wonders and miracles that nothing bad that happens will ever affect you. You will say, oh, I am blessed. I am made in the image of God. God is protecting me. I am covered in the armor of God. Everything that happens to me is meant for the good. God knows my mission. God knows my purpose. Everything, every road that God is leading me down is through the doors for my behalf of goodness and righteousness, and I am blessed. And on that, we can all say amen. You know, again, for those who are celebrating Passover, we've already had the past 10 days an eclipse. We've had floods. We've had cicadas. We've had an earthquake. Passover is definitely here. All we need now is the water turn into blood and just a little bit of the frogs. And then we are certainly ready for Passover. And if you are still looking for some place, some wonderful place to celebrate Passover with our community, whether you are Jewish or not, maybe you just want to attend a Passover celebration, a Passover, what we call Seder. I am hosting on the second night of Passover, the second, what we call Seder, on April the 23rd, that's a Tuesday night, April 23rd, Tuesday night, the second night of Passover, at the wonderfully expanded Pop Shop in Collingswood in their beautifully new party room. It's a beautiful new room that holds many, many celebrations. And on the night of April 23rd, that's a Tuesday, second night of Passover, it will hold a Passover Seder for our community. If you would like to come, last year it was sold out, so please get your tickets right away. It's a highlight of the year. Just go to the website of the Pop Shop in Collingswood. Just Google the Pop Shop in Collingswood. Go to their events page, scroll down to April 23rd, and they'll have all the information to RSVP there. Or just contact me, and I'll send to you the direct link. You can look on my Facebook page. You can look on my Instagram page. I'm always posting there. And hopefully, I get the honor of being with you on the second night of Passover. And please spread the word to family and friends that there definitely is a community Seder for Passover on Passover. So I look forward to seeing you then. And on that, we all say Amen. We also, of course, say Amen to our friends at Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine to ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available. They passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results in treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, go to their website, thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care. Award-winning, patient-focused, they look forward to hearing from you. And on a personal note, they are the dentist of my mom and my dad, so they have to be very, very often. When you see Dr. Cohen, give him a big hug from me and say Cantor Scott says hi. And for them, we all say Amen. Each and every week, one of the greatest honors that I have as a clergy, as a chaplain, is to officiate funerals. There is no higher honor than I have to comfort families in their time of need. And it is always an honor to officiate funerals. Above that, the greatest of those honors in funerals are those funerals who are of veterans of the armed services. The emotions, patriotism just comes out and it is abundantly felt. And I just wanted to share one of the funerals that I did last week. I have the honor of doing 2, 3 or more every single week. I did the honor of the funeral for the family of Edward Brinberg, and he was 3 weeks away from turning 100 years old, and he fought in the Battle of Normandy, the Normandy invasion. He also fought in the Philippines. Of course, those were both in World War II, and interestingly enough, he was the Morse code communicator. You know, for only those of a certain age know what Morse code is. Those are a series of lines and dots. The bip, 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 bip. That was the way to communicate, especially during World War II. But it was a highly effective way that many different ways of life and different businesses and different times, they communicated through the different sounds, the dots and the beeps of a Morse code, M-O-R-S-E. And Edward Brinberg was the Morse code communicator to Generals MacArthur and Eisenhower on Omaha Beach, one of the most famous battles and locations of World War II. When the United States entered. And the two highest commanders were Generals MacArthur and General Eisenhower, who later, of course, became the President of the United States. So may Edward Brinberg's memory always, always be a blessing to his family. And the service was certainly filled with patriotism, words of love, emotions in one of New Jersey's most beautiful military cemeteries. And may his memory always, always be cherished from generation to generation, as we all say, Amen. You know, there are many phrases and words that we use during the day, and I'm always pointing out what some of my favorites are. Well, this time, I want to point out what is one of my least favorite phrases, and that is when people say, story of my life. Usually, almost all the time, it's used when something negative happens. You have a flat tire. You get into a little fender bender. Something negative happens into your life at work, at home, and you always say, oh, that's the story of my life. Well, I gotta tell you, sir, I gotta tell you, ma'am, that is not the story of your life. If you think the story of your life are negative things that happen all the time, you couldn't be, as we say, another phrase, further from the truth. The story of your life is that you are blessed by God, that you are made in the image of God. If you think that the story of your life is just negativity and bad things, that will turn into a habit where you're just saying, remembering, God, I can't believe that's the story of my life. I got a flat tire. Now, you are daily given bread from God, our daily manna from heaven. That is our daily wonders and miracles that God gives us each and every morning so we can anticipate all the blessings that are going to come in that day. The story of your life is that each and every morning is a new opportunity from grace and mercy from God to begin the day anew so you can be closer to your purpose and your mission that God has from you. That is the story of your life. And on that, we can all say, amen. I always like to promote wonderful things that are happening to boys and girls, teens in our community. And if you have something from your child or your grandchild that brings the blessings to the world, please share with me. I would like to share it with others. This week, I would like to share one of my former bat mitzvah students here in South Jersey, Jessica Gollin. And Jessica Gollin is such a blessed young lady. And from April 19th to May the 4th at the Players Club in Swarthmore. She is playing Anne Frank in the wonderful play, the award-winning play, The Diary of Anne Frank. She is such a talented actress. Go to their website at pcstheater.org. pcstheater.org. The PCS stands for Players Club of Swarthmore. To get your tickets to The Diary of Anne Frank, April 19th to May the 4th, so you can see Jessica and the whole cast, which also includes Glenn Macnow, who's Glenn Macnow is one of the sports announcers on a WIP, and Glenn Macnow is also in the play along with Jessica. But the whole cast is so very wonderful. You will enjoy it. Well, I don't know if enjoy is the right word for The Diary of Anne Frank, but you will enjoy it because it's a very well done, well-worded play about the life of Anne Frank and her family during the Holocaust. Again, many, many awards, it won the Tony Award. Please do yourself a favor, you and your family have the opportunity to go see a wonderful play and learn. Bring your children. So very important that we pass down the lessons of Anne Frank and her family and the Holocaust and World War II down from generation to generation, as we all say, amen. We also say amen, of course, to our friends Bonnie and her staff at the Men's and Boys Store in Warminster, PA, in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road. Simply the best. Any needs that you and your family have for clothing, for any men in your family, any boys in your family, They are the award-winning, the multi-award-winning place to go. No matter where you live in the Delaware Valley, every time I go there, I see people from South Jersey, from Philly, all the suburbs of Philly, well worth the trip because they are simply the best. Formerly from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years, presently again, located in the beautiful Warminster Shopping Center in Warminster, Bucks County, 320 York Road. Give Bonnie a call, 215-914-2060. They are daily receiving clothing in all their departments, their formal department, men's department, boys' department, for all your spring and your summer needs, for junior proms, for senior proms, casual and dress shoes, custom tailoring, fun socks. Father's Day is certainly coming up. You have your spring and summer weddings, bar mitzvah confirmations, first holy communions. You have suits and sports coats, khakis, sportswear, anything that you need for charity events, for cruises. They win awards in their formal departments, men's departments, boys' departments. Simply the best. Again, give Bonnie a call, 215-914-2060. Again, 215-914-2060, 320 York Road, Warminster Shopping Center, the men's and boys' store. Simply the best. And when you see Bonnie and her staff, tell them that Cantor Scott says hi. And for them, we can all say, of course, amen. I wanted to take this time to thank all of the sponsors that we had for our chocolate Seder last week. It was such a blessed event to start the Passover season. I certainly want to thank all our sponsors that we have for all of our events. Without you, the events would not be able to go on. And especially at this time with the rise of anti-Semitism, it's so important to have events that Jewish families can come to and families that are not Jewish so they can learn about Judaism, so that we can be together and learn about Jewish history, learn about anti-Semitism so we can stop it, so it can never happen again, to teach those about lies and falsehoods that they share about Israel, about the Palestinians, about the Middle East, about the history, so we could all learn the truth. And that is one of the important things that I always speak about at events that I hold for the community. But these events would not be possible without our sponsor. So if I call upon you to be a sponsor, please do your best, because you help share the goodness, share the righteousness, share the truth, and share the love of God. And on that, have a beautiful week, everybody, and have a blessed Sunday. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.